All right, everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're taking on something I think we can all relate to. Headaches. But we're
Fun
going beyond just the physical, like, oh, my head hurts.
Right.
We're going to get into the psychology of pain. And for this, we're turning to a fascinating book called What's in a Headache? And I think the thing that really struck me starting this is, have you ever noticed how a headache can feel totally different?
Oh, yeah.
Depending on the day.
Right.
Or, like, what's going on around you.
Absolutely.
Like, one day, a dull ache is, like, the worst thing ever. And then other times, it's like, whatever.
Totally. It's so weird.
So, what's the deal with that?
Well, that is the million-dollar question. It all boils down to this. Pain is not just a physical signal.
Mm.
It's way more than that. It's filtered through our thoughts, our emotions, and the entire context of the situation.
It's not objective.
No.
Like measuring your height or something.
Yeah. It's much more subjective. You know? It's more like how much you enjoy a certain song. Some people love it. Some people hate it. Same song. Totally different experience.
So it's really about how our brain interprets that physical sensation.
Exactly. It's not just about the sensation itself, but how our individual brains make sense of it.
I see.
And what's in a headache
really
dives deep into this. So they give this really interesting example of two people getting the same pinprick.
Hey.
One person barely flinches. The other person's in agony. Same physical input, totally different pain experience.
That's wild.
It is.
You know, this makes me think about like fear and anxiety because just knowing that something is going to hurt often makes it hurt more, even before it happens, like the anticipation.
Exactly. It's like just waiting for that dentist appointment.
Oh, yes. Makes it so much worse.
And it's not just in our heads either. The book actually argues that anxiety doesn't just make us notice pain more. It literally changes how our brain processes it.
Wow.
It cites all these studies that show increased activity in the amygdala, which is like our emotional center when we're anxious. And in pain,
like our brain's threat detection system gets all tangled up with the pain signals.
Exactly.
So it's not just me being a wimp then.
No.
There's like a real neurological.
Totally. A real neurological reason.
For all that pre-dentist dread.
Absolutely. But here's the interesting thing. It works both ways.
What do you mean?
Well, on the flip side, we actually have the power to dampen pain through distraction.
Really?
Yeah. What's in a headache?
Yeah. It
talks about this thing called attentional analgesia.
Intentional analgesia.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's basically when we focus our attention on something else, and that can actually block pain signals from reaching our conscious awareness.
Huh. You know, that makes me think about the book's example of athletes who don't even realize they're injured until after the game is over.
Exactly.
It seems so counterintuitive.
I know.
That you could just like override pain through focus. Is that what's happening there?
Yeah. I mean, it very well could be. They're so engrossed in the competition that their brain is basically saying, you know what? Pain signals, not important right now. It's prioritizing those other signals and putting the pain on hold.
Wow. Of course, we're not saying to just like ignore injuries.
Definitely not. But it really illustrates just how powerful the mind can be in all of this.
Fascinating. And then there's the placebo effect, which always just blows my mind. The idea that just believing that a treatment will work can actually reduce your pain, even if it's literally a sugar pill.
Isn't that wild?
It's so wild. And the book's really clear about this, that this isn't just all in your head.
Yeah.
They highlight studies that show that placebos can actually trigger the release of endorphins, which are our bodies, natural painkillers.
Exactly.
So it's a real physiological response happening.
Well, absolutely, tied to our beliefs and expectations.
Okay, so we've covered a lot about the psychology of pain.
We have.
So much to think about. If you're someone battling a headache, what's a big takeaway?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that what's in a headache really drives home the point that we are not powerless against pain.
Hmm.
We are not just victims to it. We have agency. And recognizing the role that our thoughts, our emotions, even distractions play in all of this can really give us some power. It's not about ignoring pain, but it's about understanding that it's a complex experience that we can learn to manage.
I love that. So the next time a headache hits, maybe instead of just reaching for the painkillers right away. It's
Yeah.
worth taking a moment to
Yeah,
ask
yeah.
yourself, what else is going on? Could I shift my focus? Is there a healthy distraction available?
Those are great questions.
Such fascinating stuff.
It really is.
If you want to really nerd out on this topic, I highly recommend checking out What's in a Headache?
Great book.
It'll change how you think about pain. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll catch you next time.